This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Florida is, as we've all been told countless times, a key swing state in presidential elections. It's not like the GOP decided to have its convention in Tampa just for the weather, right? Well, one of the swingiest parts of Florida is the area around Interstate 4 in the central part of the state, connecting Daytona on the Atlantic with Tampa on the Gulf of Mexico. It's a region that's had some trouble coming back from the recession and from the thing that helped get us into the recession in the first place, the housing bust. Marketplace's David Gura took a little road trip on the I-4 as part of our coverage of the things that actually matter in this election, the real economy. Today, the first of two stories, Dundee, Florida, a town of 3,500 people smack in the middle of Florida's citrus country, where much of the economic energy has changed from citrus to homes and now back to citrus. Here's David.
At the height of the housing boom, developers thought this little town could become a bedroom community for nearby cities like Lakeland and Winter Haven, and maybe even for Orlando, which is just about an hour northeast of here. Mark Wheeler grows Valencia oranges, those are juice oranges, on green groves in and around Dundee. Back then, speculators were paying so much money for land, Wheeler couldn't say no. He sold two groves.
Put a lot of time and sweat equity and money into them, but it got to the point where the prices were just crazy. And you know, while we had a sentimental attachment, you have to make a business decision as well.
Polk County officials say that since 1989, the county has lost just under 150,000 acres once zoned for agriculture. One of the first developers to get to Dundee was Ron Benzeev. He's based in Orlando.
I received a call from a builder, and the builder asked me if I would be willing to develop lots for them in the town of Dundee. And I did not know where Dundee was or how to find it.
Benzeev did eventually find Dundee, and he put together a 33-acre parcel here. He planned to build about 150 homes, and he put up 50 before the housing bubble burst. Doug Leonard remembers that pop. He used to be Dundee's town planner. During the boom, his office issued 10 to 15 building permits a month. And then
it just dropped off. It just quit.
Ron Benzeev has spent these last few years trying to get out of the development business, trying to get rid of the land here.
We are in negotiations with the bank to try to come up with a solution that makes sense, although right now it seems to be hard to do. And we're trying to find a way to stave off the losses as best as we can.
Benzeev has put up a sign on the side of the road. For sale, 99-lot subdivision in whole or part. That's how I tracked him down. Benzeev thinks the government could have done more to help homeowners and to help people like him weather the housing crash.
I think a lot was left to be desired.
He says he voted for Barack Obama in 2008, but this year he's taking a close look at Mitt Romney. For his part, citrus grower Mark Wheeler does not think the government could have done anything to prevent the crash that altered much of the landscape here in Dundee. Wheeler takes me through downtown, past the citrus packing plant and more orange groves. And then, a couple of miles up the road, he pulls over.
This would be a perfect example of the land boom, just how quickly things collapsed.
It looks like a field filled with waist-high weeds. It's surrounded by a fence. But among those weeds, you can see pavement. There are street lamps, and there's a big sign that reads, "The Village in Dundee, a retirement community." Wheeler turns onto a bumpy red dirt road onto a grove his family bought in the late 80s.
So I figured we could walk through this one here a little bit.
That'd be great, yeah.
We stand between two long rows of trees. Wheeler says his net worth was cut in half between 2006 and 2011 as land prices dropped. And like everyone I talk to around here, Wheeler tells me he's worried about the economy and the budget deficit, and he's particularly concerned about the gridlock that prevents Congress from taking action on those issues.
I feel like to move forward as a country, we're going to have to get past that, and I think people on both extremes are going to have to realize that the concessions are going to have to be made. That's just the reality of the situation we're in.
Wheeler, who voted for Obama in 2008, says taxes probably have to go up.
The reality is we spent way more money than we should have over the past decade, and neither party can escape that blame.
Wheeler says he's leaning toward backing Obama again, but he's not fully decided. Today, citrus growers like Wheeler are buying back some of the groves they sold to speculators.
What I wanted to show you here was this was actually an abandoned grove that we closed on last November, and there was a tremendous amount of deadwood.
The developer who bought it didn't do anything with the land. He didn't take care of the trees. But Wheeler figured he could save them. He paid workers to prune them back. During the boom, the job would have cost a small fortune. He would have had to match what the home builders were paying. But just as land prices have fallen here, so is the cost of labor. And saving the trees is cheaper than replacing them. In Dundee, Florida, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.